It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show, and we're live on Adobe Radio. Hello, how are you? Are you doing good?
Oh, good.
And why are you talking to your device that is giving you audio? That's weird. Well, it's going to be a good show. Well, we're back. I was talking to the audience.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, they're, Jason and Chris are here, obviously.
Yeah.
Jason's back.
Way to set the tone, Eddie.
Yeah, going to be a good show for everyone.
Damn.
No, it is going to be a good show. We have a lot to get to. We're going to talk to an author and an expert on sex. She's called Nicole Delacroix, and she is going to be a magnificent guest, I think. So if you have any sex-related questions, you can tweet us, EJC Show, on Twitter. So this should be good. Lots to get to coming up on the EJC Show.
I feel like she should change her name, like to have like a show name. Should be like the clitoris, Nicole the clitoris, since she talks about sex.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't you bring that up?
I will. I mean, you have to have a show name, right?
We can get to that. We'll get to that in a little bit, and you can bring that up if you want, Jason.
I probably won't.
There's lots to talk about with her, and I feel like you should dive into that because, you know, it's not a bad idea from a marketing perspective. Well, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here on Adobe and, of course, on iTunes. We're podcasting. Get our podcast if you haven't done that yet. Go to iTunes and find the podcast. We have some Chris's news to get to. We'll find out what's happening in the headlines. Lots happening. But first, I was just real quick. And I don't want this to turn into like a poop conversation. So I'm going to preface it with that. What I have to say.
Okay? What a dick.
He's like the Trump
of
radio.
He's pre-censoring us.
No, because...
You're fucking Tom Cruise of Minority Report.
I'm not censoring you, Chris. I know that if I bring this up because it's...
Don't look at me.
It's a question for Jason
that
I have.
Don't look at me.
What I have is a
question. Quit committing thought crimes, Jason.
Yeah. You've been Minority Reported.
Damn it, that's...
But...
What a dumb movie.
That's a good movie. I liked
what?
It.
You know, of course you did.
So I was...
You love Tom Cruise.
That's why it's a question for you, Jason. I was,
oh, God.
I was in a...
Man crush. We should have like a
me
man
and Rosie
crush
O'Donnell. Well, I okay. So I was in a public restroom, and I used the handicap stall.
What a dick!
Because
so
was,
inconsiderate,
right? Sure, we can go down that path. But there's only a stall and a urinal. And the urinal's occupied. It was a small bathroom, so I walked in the stall.
Can I have a hypothetical real quick?
Why are you interrupting my story?
Hypothetical, what if you saw someone rolling in?
I think
we
talked
wheels,
about that on the
what
show.
What would you do?
That happened
do you,
to
like,
me.
Do you pick up your feet?
That already happened to me. Don't
what?
You remember? That was a story
yeah.
on the
yeah.
show.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll never forget that, actually.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to revisit that then.
Yeah, we'll come to
that's
that after
story.
This
story.
Different story? All right. I love.
We can talk about that at the
Eddie's
end of the
story
show.
Story time.
For people who have heard right. that story, we'll
Let's
talk
do
about it.
All right.
So anyways, I go into this restroom and then I walk. I do my thing. And while I'm... urinating because I had to urinate in the stall. There is right next to the toilet. There was this thing. It wasn't a baby changing table, but it was kind of like a car seat for a baby. I don't know. Have you seen this before?
No.
It was like so. Basically, if you're taking a crap, you can pull this thing out of the wall and then strap your kid in so your kid can sit there next to you while you're doing your business. And I was just wondering if you've ever done anything like that.
No.
And would it be weird?
Yeah, well, I guess if it's a baby, but where were you?
A grocery store.
Like, usually, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking...
Seems like a good idea.
It doesn't matter where you are.
It does, because usually, if you're somewhere, in a public, and, you usually would have a stroller or something, and you just leave the baby in the stroller. But at a grocery store, they're in a cart, so it's different.
So it wouldn't be weird, to have your child strapped up watching you do your business? I guess that probably happens as a parent often?
Not often. I can't recall.
It's just, weird. You have, an audio... The way it was, set up is hard to explain. Just, this platform that comes from the wall, and you sit your baby there, and that's your peanut gallery while you're passing your peanuts.
Gross.
You thought about that all day, didn't you?
I did.
He doesn't want it to turn into a conversation about poop because he doesn't want us to overshadow his gotcha line.
Well, that's why the trash can's in. It was filled with paper just scribbled and thrown up.
Let's be honest. Away. Any question or any joke you guys have is going to be number two to mine.
Well, that was second on his. That was his second line.
Yeah.
Second best.
Yeah. So it's not weird.
First loser.
Well, what else are you going to do with the baby? Have him wait in the hall?
I don't know, but it's just like, would you get to... I don't know. It just seemed odd to me. I don't know.
They're just babies. They don't even have souls.
They're not... Well, they're not going to remember. But what... If you can't, if they can't stand on their own, they won't remember. So
I guess which age is it inappropriate to strap your kid in there to be your audience?
I think once they're old enough to like stand and not run away, then you're good to go and just leave them outside the stall.
But that's got to be a huge issue as a parent. Anytime you need to use a public restroom, I would imagine.
Well, usually if I was ever in public,
because you have a daughter.
What do you do?
Do you bring your daughter into the men's room?
Well, Katie is usually with me.
But what if she's not? Isn't that an awkward situation? I feel bad for like single guys are just there alone with their daughters.
You just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And
have you guys been in a restroom where a guy will bring in his daughter while your D is out?
I've been that guy where I'm like changing Kinsey in the stall or in the bathroom.
I guess it's just a little awkward, I guess. But what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You have no choice, I suppose.
I don't really mind in principle, although I feel weird like I'm doing something wrong.
Right.
Yeah. But otherwise, like, yeah, nothing against the dad. You got to
Why do you have a guilty conscience about that? Like, why
for
would you
exposing my genitals to little
you're not
kids?
You're not like waving it around in front of its face. You're not exposing yourself to it.
What part of exposing entails waving it around?
I don't know, but they're not going to see your dick, are they?
You never know.
I mean,
urinal has those like courtesy blinders.
Yeah, but usually if they'll put the changing table where your back is to them. Unless you like pull out of the urinal, turn around with your dick still out, will never see your dick.
I don't know if I've ever seen a dad walk in to change the baby. It's more like the dad has to do his business, and so he has to bring her in.
Yeah, but that's dumb if you leave your baby on the changing table while you're pink, so they can just roll off.
Well, they take them them in the stall.
What, and they're holding them while they're peeing? I don't know what you're saying.
No, not like baby, infant, like toddler.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think? He's like someone's going to, the kid's going to come up and like pat you on the back while you're peeing. I'm like, excuse me, sir.
What the shit are you even
talking
about?
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
How is Jason not getting this? This is a pretty straightforward conversation, right?
It's not.
I don't know.
You shouldn't feel bad is my point. I'm trying to help you.
And I'm saying I know I shouldn't feel bad.
Your back is to him.
And I don't really feel bad. It just makes it a little...
You shouldn't feel awkward if your back's to him.
And I don't really. There's just a twinge. There's just a twinge of like,
uh-oh. It's a little awkward.
Like you... It is, really.
Like if you're in a restroom, you go in there by yourself. And then like a couple of kids walk in there. And, you know, they're screaming and playing. And then you don't want to walk out at the same time the kids do, because that looks weird if you don't know these kids.
What?
What? Okay, now you've lost me.
I can totally see Eddie doing that. Like,
so then
acting
you wait,
like he's
you wait
being.
Until they leave. You wait until they leave, and then you leave, because you don't want to leave at the same time as these kids you don't know, because it's just an awkward thing as a male.
So now you're standing there with
you
your dick out, not peeing in front of these kids.
Okay, that's a wild, accusation.
That's what you said.
That is not what I said.
That is absolutely insane.
That is not what I just said.
You guys are both.
I said, okay.
You're really sick, Eddie.
Say you're in the stall, okay? And then kids run in.
Why are you masturbating in the stall?
Oh my
you shouldn't
God.
Be doing
it's
that.
It's impossible
in the first
to
place.
Have a real conversation. So you're in
what
the
you
stall.
About?
You're in the stall.
Oh, I'm sorry we ruined this hot topic.
You're in the stall. Some kids come in. And
into the stall?
You're done.
In your stall? Oh, or they're just in the bathroom?
I'm sorry. That's the last one for me. I want to hear this.
Never mind.
No, I mean it. Please.
It's okay.
No, I want to hear it.
Yeah, continue.
I'm telling you about a real fear that I have.
Okay.
Okay, because as just a guy in a public restroom, it's just a little bit strange when you are, I don't know, I feel awkward if kids come in and I'm there by myself. Say like a couple of 8-year-old kids come to the restroom. and I'm doing my business. And I'm
you mean kids on their own, not even?
Yeah, no adult.
Oh.
No adult. They don't have an adult with them. These kids come in by themselves. It makes me feel weird.
Really?
It does, yeah. I don't know why.
Why do you think? Do you think you'll get in trouble?
I feel like it's strange. Hmm. You're not supposed to be a strange dude with these kids you don't know.
I know what you mean, actually. I'm with you. Like,
so you masturbate in front of kids?
Right. I can't say I share your anxiety about it, but I understand where you're coming from. In society, like, as a man, you're just not supposed to be around kids that aren't yours. Or,
you're not.
Like, yeah.
If you are.
If you're not a teacher or their parent or their uncle, and even that's iffy.
And teacher's
because you're iffy. Uncle. And even teacher, everything's iffy. Yeah. So the point is, just being around kids in general, just a guy by yourself is...
Maybe you just have a phobia of kids.
I don't have a phobia of kids. I'm worried about...
I think you do.
Just...
Maybe
no,
it's a phobia of kids in the bathroom. Is that a phobia? We should make that.
I'm not worried about the kids. I'm worried about what adults might say.
You're worried about what you're going to...
Like, it just seems like to me, you have like... You feel guilty for being in there. And that's why you're worried that other people are coming.
I always feel guilty when I poop.
Can we say that just public bathrooms in general are awkward?
Yes. Underlying theme.
Are they
here.
That awkward?
I mean, you know.
Man, you guys are so uptight.
I know. You wave your schlong around in there left and right.
Yeah. Fucking peeing on the ceiling.
What it's there for.
You're the guy that stands next to the urinal but pees right next to it.
I diarrhea on the wall.
You're that guy. You're that guy.
You like to see how far you can be away from the urinal and still make it.
Yeah,
nothing illegal
four
about
feet.
That.
I'm inspired by that one artist.
Well, should we dive in? Let's dive into a little bit of Chris's news. Let's see what's in the headlines real quick, and then we're going to talk to our sexpert guest. Let's maybe dive into one headline. Anything good there, Chris?
All right. A couple of former Starbucks customers are suing the company for chronically underfilling its lattes. The class action lawsuit was filed last week. The two former customers claim the company has saved countless millions of dollars by shorting people on drinks. The suit alleges all three sizes of Starbucks lattes are regularly underfilled by at least 25%. And while the foam will occasionally reach the top of the cup, the lawsuit cites science when it claims foam doesn't count toward a drink's volume. Starbucks says its, quote, handcrafted beverages are going to vary by location and employee, and its customers are aware of that.
Yeah. You know, as a former Starbucks employee, they implemented this whole line on the steaming carafe where you pour the milk in as a barista. There's a line you're supposed to fill the milk up to. They started that when I was there, and I will tell you, I noticed it was less milk than I had been doing before. So I'm going to substantiate this claim as a former employee. And I'm going to take
you're gonna get subpoenaed.
And I'm going to go ahead and take a bit of their
in front of children.
This fucking... Oh, sorry. This just really pisses me off.
What?
I'm going to sue everything. Yeah. My milk expired one day before it said best used by.
Well, what do you think of the Starbucks
this is
thing?
Baloney.
I mean, like, what if you wanted a quarter of an inch more milk?
I mean, what are
your
they
day is
to
ruined.
Do?
Your day is ruined if you don't have a quarter inch more milk.
What are they supposed to do? They either fill it up where it's not all the way to the top, or if they do fill it up all the way to the top and then you burn yourself, then they get sued. Like, there's no winning there.
And also,
I'm not defending corporations, but I'm
You know,
personal accountability. Or not even that. Just
and
everyone thinks about lawsuit all the time.
I'm going to defend Starbucks a little bit right here, too, because the definition of a latte.
Flip-flopper.
I'm seeing both sides of the argument. The definition of a latte is you do have a little bit of foam on top. That's the definition of a latte. You have shots of espresso. You have steamed milk that's hot. And then you have some foam on top. So how are you going to go all the way to the top of the beverage cup with milk and still have foam and put a lid on?
Right.
You can't.
And not burn the customer. I mean, you made this coffee drink for me tonight, and it was perfect.
You're drinking Starbucks coffee right now.
Yeah,
and you didn't fill it all the way to the top, but it was gratis.
Yeah. It was damn close.
Yeah.
It was appropriate. It wasn't 25% less.
Yeah.
You had no skin in the game.
Well, that's true.
Well, what a dumb story. We'll keep our eye on
that.
Maybe
those guys should stop spending $8 a day on their coffee.
Is that your solution?
Yeah. Go make your own, assholes. That's my solution.
Go make your own, assholes.
God.
Well, let's see. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
I'm
going to
sue someone for... Oh, it's so dumb. So dumb.
Well, we're going to come back and talk to our guest. She is an author and an expert on sex. I don't know if she wants us to call her an expert, but we'll find out. But she wrote a book on sex, at least, and maybe she'll have some good things to say.
About sex.
Yeah. Be right back.
Sounds sexy.
After these words.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
Whoa. Okay, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Hello. How are you? I don't know. I'm asking anybody out there who's listening. Oh, your mics are off. There you go.
I guess he was just asking himself.
Yeah, I wasn't asking you.
He doesn't want us involved anymore.
You were off. Well, our guest tonight.
Too much truth for him.
It was the mom joke in the break.
Yeah. Too much mom jokes. Too many mom jokes. You guys ready for this guest?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You want to do it? Okay.
Jump right in.
You know, we made a resolution not too long ago to interview, to branch out, not only interview bands, but interview people who have interest.
I thought we decided to end band interviews altogether.
Well, no, only if we liked the band a lot. So let's say you had the opportunity to interview Robert Plant. You wouldn't do that, or Weezer, or I don't know, who are you listening to these days? John Tesh?
Ooh. That's a debate for off the show.
Yeah.
Back
to this, though.
Case at hand.
Here we go. Our guest joining us live on Skype, Nicole Delacroix. I hope I'm saying her name right. She's a blogger, author, a podcaster, also an IT professional. I have a couple questions there. And she has written a nonfiction piece entitled Sexual Confession, Confidential Admissions from Social Media. And it's a personal project, and she created a very intimate survey and solicited answers from everybody. And everyday people out there, and she's now joining us. Nicole, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. So did I say your name right, or did I mess that up?
It's close enough. As long as it's not a four-letter word, I'm good.
So Nicole Delacroix.
Yes.
Okay. Is that what I said?
Yes, that's what you said.
Then why are you saying I messed it up?
Well, because it's really Delacroix, but that's okay.
Oh, Delacroix. See? Okay. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know. I don't speak French.
Well, you know, I just hate correcting people.
So tell us about this this project.
Well, you know, I thought it would be fun to ask people what they thought about sex. So I came up with some very intimate questions, some of which were pretty easy and some were a little bit cringeworthy. And I took to Twitter and Facebook and Reddit. And in 30 days, I was able to get over 500 responses to my questions.
Now, when you say cringeworthy, what kind of questions were you asking people?
Oh, I was asking people things like, do you masturbate? And if so, how often? And to who?
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's a question you asked, for instance. So you got a whole bunch of responses on that. What kind of data did you compile, like, for instance, with that question?
Well, a lot of people said they don't masturbate, so I pretty much determined that there's a lot of liars out
there. Bullshit.
Exactly. Thank you. People masturbate. It's natural, and there's nothing wrong with it. There was a lot of people that, you know, you got the regular things. Guys like to masturbate to girls making out. I don't know why, but they do. And the everyday stuff. And there were a lot of people that were very honest and had thoughtful answers, and there were the jokesters that came across with some silly answers, but it's all in there for people to see.
Can I offer a theory on why guys are into girl-on-girl scenes?
Absolutely.
Double mint gum commercials.
That, you know what? I think
he's
that
been waiting
be
for that
theory.
One. He wrote that one last week. He's been waiting.
Wasn't double mint commercials, weren't they twins, though?
They were twins.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
I'm going to poke holes in that one. That's incest. Well,
he's into that, though.
What are some of the non-traditional, I guess, things, responses you had to that question? I don't want to say weird or strange. I'm just saying non-traditional.
And I appreciate that, because I did try to be non-judgmental with my book and my answers. I had some people.
We'll try to have a non-good interview.
I did have some people who came back with things like vor, which was something I actually had to look up, which is having a sexual attraction to watching somebody being swallowed by a snake. That, yeah, I had to look it up.
Enough that it was statistically significant for you?
Like more than one?
If I had to look it up, yeah, it was significant to me. So
really?
Like,
son of a bitch.
People are really into snakes swallowing people whole. This is, maybe I'm missing out. Now I know what I'm going to be whacking it to later.
I don't get it. I don't even
Are these people alive? Is it real? Or is it like, you know, like someone in a costume?
I have to say that from the information I was able to gather, that it appears to be staged, but there seems to be real reptiles involved in this. So, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't work for a soundstage, and I don't work for, you know, a special effects team. So, I lean towards the special effects. But
you are an IT professional in real life.
Yes, I am.
So as an IT professional, you must be trying to hide what you're doing on the side, and right? So your employer doesn't find out that you're soliciting people for sexual questions?
Well, I don't necessarily hide what I do because my books are available anywhere. So my employer is fully aware that I do have a writing career on the side. But yes, I do try to keep that part of my life separate from my business side so that, you know, they don't cross.
So my iPhone just gave me a message saying low on storage.
Delete something. I helped you.
My suggestion to you is to delete something.
Oh,
double.
Damn. That
will double
probably
advice.
Help. Okay. And
I'm learning a lot.
I would probably say expand your storage capabilities. That would be my second recommendation.
So since you're an expert in IT and also you are a sexual researcher, say somebody wants to take nude photos and put it on their mobile device. How can they protect those photos?
Don't take them.
You better erase all those dick pics.
Damn it. You can't see anything anyways.
I promise
Fine.
You this, and this is from, you know, experience. Don't take pictures of yourself.
What happened? Are there nude photos of you out on the internet?
There are not nude photos of me, but your telephones are very susceptible to being hacked. And if somebody is so inclined, they can take the pictures that are stored on your phone. They can post them on the internet for people to see. And I promise you this, there is no way to delete them. There isn't. I work in IT. There's no way to delete them completely.
I thought you couldn't hack Apple.
Okay.
I thought that was a thing.
Is that the encryption thing Tim Cook is bitching about?
Yeah. I mean, you can't get into my phone is what I understood.
I'm just saying that, you know, even the FBI is having some difficulty, but there are people that can hack and people who don't wear white hats that will hack.
Maybe the FBI should look at them and hire them up.
Yeah. I believe that they have.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Learning a lot.
Can I ask, do you think for this youngest generation, it's just going to be, do you think it's the new normal for them just to be like, yeah, I got a couple nude pictures out there, whatever, who doesn't?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, people judge popularity by the number of likes that you have or the number of followers you have. So guys are, young men are telling young girls, hey, send me a naked picture of yourself if you want me to like you. So, of course, they've got this mentality that that's okay, that they can do that. And the girls are thinking, oh, that's the only way a guy's going to like me. And they, of course, send the picture, which is, you know, something they really shouldn't do.
Do you think we're coming to a future where, you know, at some point, pretty much everyone's just going to have one out there and it's going to be like, eh, whatever.
Well, maybe
I blurred
not.
Out my face. It's fine.
Or not. Who cares?
You know, maybe that's where we need to go to, so that way it's not such a big deal when it's out there, but hopefully we won't come to that, because I know I don't want my naked pictures out there. That's why I just don't take any.
Well, back to your book, though. You have a lot of interesting views and opinions, because you are what you're talking about and the fields you are in are very interesting to a lot of people. But back to your project and your book that you're working on, what are the questions that you ask people?
Oh, my personal favorite question was one that I had a hard time answering. I asked people if they would rather have their internet browsing history for an entire year accessible to anyone or to live without the internet in its entirety for a full year. And you really have to stop and think about a question like that, because your phone has data on it. Most of our home phones are now VoIP, which is over the internet.
You're
so
a VoIP.
You can't have any of that stuff. There's no more Netflix. There's no more HBO. Digital cable is run off the internet as well, so you can't have that anymore. So it's pretty much books and no phones. So, yeah.
Well,
wait, is this my internet history this last year or starting now?
No, the last year. You don't get to pick.
Now,
and everything now except for personal, like banking information, would be made available.
Well, now when you say browsing history, I mean, if you're going to ask me personally, and we just leave this at face value, I'd say go ahead and take it, because anything
that's
devious
true.
I do, I put in the incognito browser. So gotcha.
Oh, but that's
gotcha.
That's included.
Oh, you didn't say that.
It's in a browsing history, so it's in your incognito browser. We would pull that as well.
Oh, you didn't say that though.
So when
I
you
said
go
in its entirety.
I don't know if I've ever gone in and like looked at like browsing history, but does it show you like how many times you visit a certain website, or would it just be you've gone to this one website and it wouldn't tell you how many times you've gone to it?
It goes as far as measuring strokes per video.
Because I wouldn't have a problem with someone.
Yeah.
It would probably indicate that you visited it several times a day.
Huh.
I'm just going to say I'm a Twitter junkie, so I'm usually on Twitter 3 or 4 times a day. So, yeah, mine would pull up and it would put it to the top because that's the one that you
gotcha.
Visited the
Jason's
most.
Favorite porn site rhymes with Twitter.com, coincidentally. Well, what other questions did you ask people?
I also asked people what their favorite sexual position was and why.
Okay, let me guess on this one. I'm going to say is it for men or women? Men or women?
It was both, in men and women.
So you're combining both into the result to find the ultimate. Okay.
Can I feel the?
Yeah, Jason, or you can. Why don't you guess after I guess? Or do you have something to say? We both guess.
Yeah, I just want to make
Tristan
guess.
And I are going to guess. And Jason, why don't you guess too?
Oh,
I'm
going to
say doggy style.
Damn it.
Woman on top.
Woman on top, backwards.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Well, some of those answers did come up quite a bit. Doggy style
missionary
was number
probably
one.
Number one.
Doggy style was number one.
Oh, wow.
Ironically,
doggy
missionary
style
was number two.
Okay.
What?
Missionary was number two.
And doggy style was one. So you mean you can't go wrong with the classic?
No, you can't go wrong with the classics. I'm just saying I was disappointed because I thought people were going to be a little bit more inventive, but they weren't.
Where was that at on the list?
Which one?
Wheelbarrow.
The reverse cowgirl?
No.
I think it was like fourth or fifth.
Never mind. We'll move on.
So moving on. Yeah, so you asked all these questions on social media. Then you compiled all of this into your nonfiction piece. It's called Sexual Confessional, Confidential Admissions from Social Media. People can find this on Amazon.
They can find it on any online bookseller, but yes, Amazon. And it's actually on sale right now for the Kindle for a whopping 99 cents.
Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, so you can read the book and go to porn sites.
Absolutely.
Side by side.
Wow.
With that new update that they had to the iOS recently.
That's right. You can
Fantastic.
Side by side.
Oh, really?
Well, since you're an IT professional, real quick, since we have you on the line, Apple revealed the new devices today. They were talking about, what was it, the iPad Pro? Is that being that was revealed today, right?
Yes, it was.
And that's just a larger version of the iPad. Tim Cook came out jizzing his pants. It's a giant iPad, everybody, and people clapped. What do you think as an IT professional? Does this have any place in society?
Well, I'm going to say that I might be a little bit biased because I'm not an Apple person. I'm a Droid girl, so I'm a little bit biased. But I would say that, of course, their products have a place in the marketplace. Some people don't like the small iPads. They want something a little bit bigger. I personally just, unless you have more than one Apple product, for me, they don't seem to work very well.
So you're not a size queen?
No. Size really doesn't matter.
I think this is probably the weakest Apple keynote ever, because they basically came out on stage with a larger iPad, an iPad Pro, and that's all they had.
Didn't they have a smaller? I heard they're doing a smaller iPhone this year. Like, they're
the iPhone SE. So they basically put your iPhone 6S in. So they put my phone into your case, Jason.
Fuck,
you have an iPhone 5S.
Yeah, that's.
They took my phone, which is an iPhone 6, and put it. Or 6S, and they put it in your case.
Great.
So wait. Let me see if I understand this correctly. They made the phone smaller, but the tablet bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That is shocking news, Apple.
Look, it's the same thing that happened in the 90s is happening now. Apple is out to sea without, what's his name?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs,
he was such
a
visionary, you can't even remember his name.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did make the company, and he did make some very innovative products, and the marketplace followed his vision.
What
so. Kind of,
what was his browser history like, do you think? What was he masturbating to?
I'm thinking it was probably a really, really fast memory chip.
Mm. I was thinking turtlenecksnobottoms.com.
All right, well, thank you so much, Nicole, for being on the show, and everybody... Definitely go check out her work. It is called, again, Sexual Confessional, Confidential Admissions from Social Media, and you've been a fantastic guest. Come back again sometime.
Absolutely. I would love to. You guys are awesome.
We had fun. Thank you.
What's your website real quick? You're also a fellow podcaster. You can have us on as guests sometime if you'd like.
Absolutely. I would love to have you on. I have a sex and relationship podcast. It's on a competing station, but it is called Big Trouble in Little Vagina.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good.
It is. I know the name is a little bit silly, but the whole point is to get people past the laugh factor. It's really about talking about communication in relationships. And the first one is actually about bondage. And the second one, which actually airs on Friday, is going to be about masturbation.
Well, very good. I think everybody's interested in both of those topics. And fascinating stuff. We appreciate you coming on the show. And definitely come back again. It was great to talk to you.
Absolutely. I would love to. You guys have a good one.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, my uncle was thinking about getting a stun gun for my aunt. And he had a question. You know, let me just hand him the phone. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I think she should have a stun gun, something that she doesn't have to be close enough to hit someone with.
The ones that we carry, you have to be close because you have to touch it to them.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. We do have some in stock, yes.
You're an expert.
I'm an expert?
Yeah. You're an expert in Hitler's balls.
I'm sorry?
I think she should have a stun gun.
We do have a couple different models here if you guys wanted to come check them out.
This is what's wrong with America.
Why
would we have to do it? You're an expert.
Can I put you on hold for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for holding. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I have two different models. One of them has 600,000 volts of stopping power, and the other one has 8,000 volts.
You're an expert.
Did you guys have any questions about them, or?
It looks like an infomercial product, and I don't trust my life.
It's made by Sabre, and I don't think it's like an infomercial type of product.
Oops.
So.
You're an expert. I think she should have a stun gun, something that she doesn't have to be close enough to hit someone with.
Right. And my understanding with these is that you're going to be within an arm's reach anyway to at least touch them. So that's the closest you would be.
Or maybe the women shouldn't be the dumb ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that it means that women need to be the dumb ones.
So they can either come around to our way of doing things, or this is what's wrong with America.
Okay. I don't think I quite understand where you're getting at.
You're an expert in Hitler's balls.
We aren't even on. There we are. Hello, everybody. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99 Adobe if you want to call in live. You're always welcome to call that line. It is finally working again. 1-888-99 Adobe. Jason, you're becoming one of those guys whose gears are always being grinded.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we kind of touched base a little bit during the interview, but Apple spoke to their new product that they're launching this fall.
Yeah, they have their keynote address.
Yeah,
and basically they talked about how they have this bigger iPad, and that's about it. And bigger iPad, smaller iPhone.
I don't even care about what they were presenting. I care that everyone has to have this keynote
address,
right? Like where they get on the stage in front of all their employees and like, ooh, hurrah.
And you know,
I really hate that.
Me too.
Everyone
Thank
does
you.
That.
Yeah, I was annoyed with it back when
Steve Jobs
was doing it.
And I feel like now everyone does it. Like back then, it was kind of unique for Apple. But I feel like now, maybe it wasn't unique, but now that they do it and they film it.
Yeah, then it's always
it.
A big to-do.
Oh, I hate that. Just launch the damn product. Just send it out there.
And who the fuck does Tim Cook think he's fooling when he dresses like Steve Jobs? Is he like, no one's going to notice. Nobody knows he's dead. They'll think I'm in. That's
what we have here is the iPhone 6S2, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's great. I know. Our engineers took a long time to build this phone.
You all know about it. You helped me build it.
You helped me build. We had all these Asian kids in Asia. They have small fingers. They don't have a lot going for them, but they made these phones.
Small fingers, but big hearts.
I have a question. Yes. So we made the phone smaller. Now we have to hire even younger Asian kids to build them.
That's right.
They can't prove that the big hearts are our fault, though. Those congenital vitamin deficiencies could have been caused by anything.
But we're helping the unemployment rate for toddlers in China. Yes, that's right. You support Apple, you support toddler job security.
Let's talk about the iPad Pro. This is our latest addition to the Apple lineup. And this iPad Pro is like an iPad, but really, it's just more of a bigger iPad. That's what it is.
Imagine your flat screen TV and your iPad had a baby. That's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. F you, Samsung.
No, you're right, though.
Bring it. Yeah, turn my echo off. Now you turned yourself off, and I'm still echoing.
I turned all of us off. Hang on. But you're absolutely right. Like these keynote addresses are so annoying, and these companies, these CEOs,
they think they're hot shit.
I'm so tired of CEOs. They come out on stage in these keynote addresses. They have this crowd. They have this flashy PowerPoint behind them. Let's be honest, that's what it is.
Right.
And they have these products, and
that they help design. The crowd is who made it.
They spew shit, and they pretend they are some sort of a revolutionary thinker.
Yes.
Like they are the next Mahatma Gandhi. And they're out there showing a fucking phone. And they act like they're giving this motivational speech.
Right.
And like
bettering everyone's lives.
Yeah, they're so self-important and so self-indulgent at this point that it is becoming a parody of itself.
Yeah.
I think Apple should do away with these fucking keynote addresses.
Yeah.
Especially they don't even have anything. We have an iPad and it's slightly larger. You know, fuck off.
Introducing the 2-foot car phone charger, ladies and gentlemen. Let me show you.
Yes.
We have one of those springy cords. So it takes up less space. Like an old phone cord, but it's new for the new phones of today. And it's springy.
What else? What else do you have there, Chris?
It can plug into your car's cigarette lighter. It can plug into your phone. We're thinking of coming out with 3 different colors, white, black, and we haven't decided on the 3rd one yet. It's springy. Look, you could wear it as a necklace, you know? I could jump rope. No, it's not long enough for that. Your kids can have fun with it, though. Don't let them play with it. It is an electronic device. Everybody hates having their phone die. Am I right, folks? Yeah. We got an app for that. And by app, I mean a cord to charge it with your apps that you love and can't get along with anymore without. Thank you, everybody. I'm Tim Cook.
You know, I don't want to have any more of these keynote addresses until they actually have something revolutionary. If they come out on the stage and they're talking about how there's wireless charging and you don't have to be anywhere near the charging unit, okay, I'll be listening.
Sure, but you don't want to walk in front of the charger.
If I could have a charging unit that's plugged into my living room wall, and if I'm just in my living room, my phone charges. Now I have a keynote address.
Really?
Yeah, that's revolutionary.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's revolutionary.
Imagine
either.
You guys, we're all sitting
Who
here
cares?
Charging our phones, just or, doing the show.
Or if they invent an iPhone that is living tissue over metal endoskeleton.
Over metal, yeah. If they do that, if they roll the Terminator, for fuck's sake, have...
Why don't they just
a keynote address?
Make a chip that hardwires to your body. You implant it, and then you could turn it on, and you don't even have a phone or a device. It's just in your eye.
I thought you were going to say in your penis.
Well, you could put it wherever you want.
No, that's just wrong.
Oh,
ow! Don't give the gays any ideas.
Whoa!
You heard me.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, let's get to some of Chris's news.
Feigning insulted. You guys are really bad at it.
I'm so insulted.
I feel like we should just like move away from devices.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Back.
To the future?
See, this is the problem. Like when I was, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't care about what was going around me. But now, like...
You do.
I'm older and like
you don't
shit
like
just
it.
Annoys the out of me.
What don't you like about life?
Where do I start? My personal life is great.
Okay,
but, like,
I mean,
just
like,
the world around us is
what,
just...
What about the world?
So crap.
Let's get inside the mind of
let's
Jason.
Let's jump right into the presidential race. I mean, look at that.
Oh,
that is a
Lord.
Train wreck.
Well, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for that Obama.
Should we jump into Jason's head real quick?
I don't think you want to.
What's happening in here?
Was that necessary?
What's happening in this head?
Just annoyed. I'm just annoyed. I'm that guy. I've become that guy where I'm just
What are you
annoyed
by? I don't understand. You're annoyed by the presidential race. We
yes.
all are.
Yes.
Everybody is. What else
yeah,
are you
Yeah, but nothing
by?
Changes. I'm annoyed with government in general.
Okay.
Like, nothing's changing there. All this keynote crap.
What
all
else?
This electronics, Twitter, Facebook. I hate it all.
What else?
I don't want to keep going. It's just a
You don't have anything
fest.
Else. You don't have anything else.
I do. It's just a bitch
what else
fest.
Do you have?
Why do I have to be bitching about
it? I'm trying
this?
To get to the root of it. You've already said two things we've mentioned already. What else? What else? What
You're
else?
Putting me on the spot. That's the,
okay.
what comes to mind right That's what's annoying me at this time.
Let's reverse dive out of his head.
That just sounded like a regular dive.
I don't have time to reverse the sound effect.
Please don't.
I mean,
are you guys not
like
annoyed by
minutes.
The same stuff, though?
I mean, I don't know. Kinda.
It doesn't... I don't know. Like,
oh,
it's
here
like
we
the,
go.
Oh, lawsuits?
I have it.
Out the ass?
Or reverse...
Political correctness?
Reverse dive.
Right.
That was badass, actually.
We gotta,
I just did that. I'm glad I was prepared to give you shit, but that was...
Can we dive back
righteous.
In? You got, I just named some.
Now you
want to
dive back in?
Dive back
shit.
In.
Shit. I can do that real quick.
All right, I already named it, but political correctness, lawsuits.
Yeah.
People are all about me.
You're saying things that everybody's annoyed by, though.
I know, but it's just...
What really are you annoyed by that
nobody really
else
annoys
is
me.
Annoyed by?
What?
What are you annoyed by that
I don't know.
Why
other
are
people
you
are
critiquing
not?
What Jason is annoyed by?
Yeah, like,
I
that's
feel like
pretty
you're,
annoying.
I feel like you're annoyed.
Get out
I'm
of
annoyed
my head.
By that.
Let's get out of my head.
There we go. We got his head.
Stop talking to me, Eddie.
No more in that head. Let's get out of there.
Stargate is closed.
Stargate. Yeah, it reminds me of that portal with the water, right?
All
right, well.
Sorry. Bitch fest. You asked.
Running a bit behind.
Bit behind for what?
For getting to bed. where we all want to be.
We have things to get to.
I can't wait to hear what we got to get to.
Chris's news is going to be coming up here in a
it's
little bit.
It's going to take 40 minutes? Jesus.
45.
I thought maybe we could have a little open dialogue about this stuff.
About what?
Everything I'm annoyed with.
You did broach it, Eddie.
Yeah.
This was your
you
topic.
You opened Pandora's box. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I know. I know, but
Eddie's
I,
the guy who's always like, we got to move it along. What's the next thing?
You go on vacation and you have a schedule. You're that guy.
I know, but we went
9 o'clock, we need to be at the door.
But we
9:30, we need to be eating breakfast.
We went in your head and wasn't that interesting.
10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I have penciled in fun, but that's just in pencil. It could change any minute.
I have addendums. We're going to have lunch at 1 o'clock. Make sure you're there.
1:30. But I went in your head and it wasn't that interesting. That's
it wasn't interesting? You don't agree with me.
Well, no, I agree with you. I agree with everything you're annoyed by, but
Eddie
the
just
things,
said you aren't interesting.
Can you let
That's
me finish
fine.
My sentence?
I can be uninteresting.
I said
I'm boring.
You were the things that you are annoyed by.
Everyone
are,
knows.
Everybody's annoyed by those things. So you're
and
not
what's
saying
more
anything
annoying,
revolutionary.
Right. Well, it's not a keynote address, so.
You have to be revolutionary with everything you do. Don't you know that? Have you not been watching the Apple keynotes? You're not being revolutionary.
You bet.
Have a revolutionary annoyance like I don't like napkins.
Okay. So
if you could tell me why I don't like napkins, everybody will be interested.
So
in
earlier
that.
When you were, you're in. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to go there. But the thing is everyone's annoyed by the same thing, but yet nothing changes.
Okay, let's dive back in.
I don't want to dive back in.
What's just, happening in here? Go ahead.
I'm being annoyed by Eddie right now is what's happening. And it's safe to say everyone listening and in the studio is annoyed by Eddie, including Eddie.
Yeah.
Why do you have to throw me under the bus?
Why do you have to say
Why
I'm
do you
interesting?
Have to jump in front of the bus?
I never say you guys are annoying. I never say you're annoying.
So I went too far?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've told me I'm annoying like a lot.
No.
To your face and behind your
back. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Me too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sure it's happened.
Absolutely.
No,
it's
no,
almost
no.
a guarantee.
Everybody's annoying. Let's all be honest. We're all annoying
Quit
people.
Pivoting.
Let's be honest. Everybody's annoying.
He's trying to Seinfeld us
right now. You guys think I'm annoying right now.
I don't think you're annoying.
You are annoying. This is not a matter of opinion. It's objective fact.
EJCShow.com.
Okay. Yeah. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Let's get to more of Chris's news. We started out with a little bit of Chris's news, but there's a lot of news to get to. So let's dive into some of these stories. Chris, what's happening in today's headlines?
A kindergartner has threatened a principal with a pellet gun.
Oh, no. Oh, hey. Sorry.
That's all right.
There's a lot of buttons here. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to go into that's what she said, and I realized it wasn't funny. A kindergartner brought a pellet gun to a school in San Diego. The 5-year-old boy took the gun out of his backpack as students were getting up to leave for the day. After his teacher led the other students out of the classroom, the boy pointed the gun at the principal and said, "This is a gun and it's used to kill people." The principal took the gun away. The child was suspended on Friday for up to 5 days. The school considers the pellet gun a toy and not a weapon, so they didn't get the cops involved.
They didn't get the cops involved, yet they got the media involved.
Yeah, not going to get the cops involved, but we'll get the media involved.
Yeah, good teaching. That's good. Way to go, America.
So he's 5 years old. He brings a pellet gun. I mean, do any of us know what we're doing at 5 years old?
That's what somewhat. I'm saying.
No, I think that, yeah, somewhat. I mean, obviously. This
do you
is
really
a
have
gun
a, you don't
and
have
it's
a moral,
used to kill people.
Yeah, he's maybe just saying
He knows
that.
What it is.
So does he have a moral compass at 5 years old? Is this kid dangerous?
I think you have somewhat of a moral compass at 5 years old, absolutely.
Somewhat. That's the key word, somewhat.
You know the difference between right and wrong. You know if not to lie or to lie.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know the difference between right and wrong, but you also don't know.
You don't necessarily have an abstract conception of death.
And you don't know. You don't know. You don't know the full.
But you know that it's wrong.
You don't know the full weight of your.
You should.
You don't know the full weight of your choices. You don't. You cannot foresee your actions.
We're not talking about consequences, I don't think.
Kids' maturities
are... That should not be involved in a moral decision, consequences. It's right or wrong, right?
That's an interesting... That's a very significant philosophical...
It is. That's the question that the courts haven't even figured out, actually, to be honest.
Or the philosophers.
Yeah. No one's figured that question out. What else is in the news?
I like how the... good way to... You know.
What else is happening?
A man in Florida was arrested for stealing a $60,000 BMW a day after a car dealership turned him down from buying it with food stamps. The 36-year-old man went to the dealership where managers declined his business when he tried to buy the BMW with a credit card and his EBT card. The man then stole a BMW along with the keys to 60 other cars. He was busted after he ran out of gas at an intersection because he had no money for gas.
How do food stamps work? Like, how do you save them? Like, do you guys know? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think they have actual stamps anymore.
I think it's like a debit card.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if you don't use it, like, can you just accumulate money on it?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm not sure that works.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So he tried to save up his
goddamn
stamps.
Liberal conspiracy. That's what I know for sure.
Damn you, Obama.
It's called an EBT card. I remember this. I worked at a pizza place.
EBDBDB?
And we accepted EBT cards.
If you don't use that money, it goes into the Democratic slush fund.
Wait. You could use food stamps at Starbucks?
No. Maybe you can. I don't know. But this is when I worked at a pizza place.
You could buy pizza.
It's food.
I thought food stamps was like your essentials, like fruits, vegetables, milk, cheese, bread.
Apparently, pizza counts as an essential.
Yeah, it does. There are all the major elements of the food pyramid there.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you can buy pretty much anything on food stamp except for cigarettes, alcohol, cars,
prostitutes.
Yeah.
Well,
that'll let you buy anything fun.
Well, it depends on if the hooker takes the food stamp card.
If you get off on shady women serving you broccoli, you can buy a prostitute on food stamps. That's fine.
Hmm. Interesting.
What else is in the news?
A college student at the New Jersey Institute of Technology 3D printed his own braces to save money.
I thought you were going to say penis.
You would. The 24-year-old man was trying to avoid paying $8,000 for a set of clear braces, so he made the braces using a 3D printer at his school for about $60. He scanned and printed models of his teeth and then molded non-toxic plastic around them to form a set of 12 clear braces. The student then determined how far he needed to move each tooth to correct misalignment problems.
That's pretty cool.
You think it's for his thesis?
That's awesome, though, that he had the ingenuity to do that and the resources. This 3D printing is going to be revolutionary, as they say, but I don't know.
Oh, God.
This is what...
3D printing pisses you off, too?
Wow.
No, him saying everything's revolutionary tonight is pissing me off. Stop saying revolutionary,
what else,
please.
What else did I say is revolutionary?
Everything.
Your clone of Tim Cook, who is just a clone of Steve Jobs, who's just a clone of a James Bond villain. You're that unoriginal tonight.
This piece of paper I have in my hand is revolutionary!
I want someone to go back through this show and count how many times Eddie has said revolutionary tonight.
I'm not saying it that often.
You've said it quite a bit tonight.
Well, my revolutionary iPad is freezing, so I can't turn off the Echo.
It's at least 30 times tonight. I think that's 28 too many.
How am I saying revolutionary that often? But 3D
I don't
printing,
know, but you did it, so congrats.
Well, this revolutionary... Look at this iPad. It's frozen. This is revolutionary right here.
Well, you stop talking. We're not echoing.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. Everything freezes.
Until you can stop echoing, Eddie, you don't talk.
Go ice yourself.
Living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
I think we're back.
Are we?
But
Chris is still out
you
there.
You guys aren't into 3D printing at all. I mean, I think the implications are pretty amazing.
I think it's great.
I'm not into 3D printing. What are you talking about? I think it's mind-blowing.
Oh, well, Jason's not into it.
No, I'm just not into you saying revolutionary now.
Okay,
just check that off the list and...
This is revolutionary. Stop. That Jason is making me check things off a list.
Stop saying it.
Quit.
I'm going to jump across this table.
Quit minority reporting, Eddie.
Yeah.
That also grinds. <I'm kidding. laughs> How many times do you have to say that tonight?
I feel like if you're
a little
if
more original,
if your girlfriend's listening, I think you need a BJ or something. Katie, if you're listening, help this guy out. You're welcome. Next.
Now you just made it awkward for everyone.
How's it awkward?
How is that?
This guy's on edge. He needs something.
I need you to stop saying revolutionary. That's it.
No, that's not it.
It is. You stop it.
You're on edge with everything on the show. You're acting like me tonight. I don't understand it.
A little bit.
And I don't like looking at myself in the mirror.
Despite the giant mirror he has over his toilet. But that's a topic for...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Huh?
All right, let's move along here.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, we got things to get to here, Eddie. Let's go.
I don't even understand why you went to that.
Yeah, I don't...
What?
Now he's acting like me.
How do you not understand that, Chris? That's me looking at myself in the mirror.
Are you saying your soul's
that was
darkness?
Kind of abstract.
Are you saying you're...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
He's saying that he's dark.
I've come to talk with you again.
I can hear it when they say it.
Yeah.
Because a vision softly creeping.
This is what Eddie does for 8 hours when we're not here. He just stands in front of a mirror and a single tears run down his cheek.
Why is writing poop jokes?
Please make these poop jokes more funny.
Of silence.
Okay, what else?
God, what is happening?
What else is in the news?
All right, moving along. A woman's iPhone burst into flames while she was on an Alaskan Airlines flight from Seattle to Honolulu.
I feel like this happened a long time ago. Is this recent?
I don't know, man.
I feel like I've heard this before, though.
I'll just read it. The woman was watching a movie when her smartphone suddenly caught on fire. She flipped the phone off of her and it fell underneath the seat. Passengers scrambled to the aisles before flight attendants put out the flames.
It was hot, Chris.
The cause of fire is under investigation and the FAA is also looking into the incident.
This is steamy music for Eddie.
It's hot.
I'm going to seduce you.
That's what
you
he massages his prostate to.
Hello, prostate, my old friend.
I feel like Eddie does like role playing, like girlfriend, and he like thinks he's Dick Tracy or something.
Would you fuck me?
Look at my watch.
I'd fuck me.
Dick Tracy.
Hello.
Look at this. I can make a
Des
phone.
And I watch.
I can make a exactly. phone call with my watch.
Oh, you need Dick there right away. I'm on it.
The Dick is on its way.
I don't think Dick Tracy was British.
I'm mixing Dick Tracy with Sean Connery.
James Bond.
You might as well.
Yeah, fuck it. You're fantasy, man.
That was a complete accident that music was playing, by the way, Chris. There's only so much I can do over here. I have a ton of buttons.
This whole show's been an accident. Well, at least the last half hour. Thought the rest of it was pretty good.
But that iPhone blew up on the plane. Tim Cook did not mention that once in his keynote address. Just want to say that. So, what else is in the news?
There you go. A middle school teacher in New York City was fined and not fired after showing her 8th grade class a video of an ISIS beheading. The video stopped short of showing the actual beheading, but did show the severed head placed on top of the victim's own chest. Some students said they were so scared of the video they couldn't sleep at night. The teacher was fined $300 after she acknowledged she had made a mistake by not running past the principal first. Oh, man.
What kind of job?
Poor taste.
What kind of job is it? You don't get, like, suspended or anything, but you have to pay a fine.
You have made it an art.
What?
Crossing the line with sound effects.
What do you mean? I'm not doing that. That's somebody else.
And I'm sorry, just I couldn't even hear.
You made an art of breaking the fourth wall.
What other, like, what kind of job is it where you mess up and you get fined? It's like
the NFL.
Yeah, I was gonna say the NFL, but like any normal job, like you don't get fined if you fuck up. You either get reprimanded or fired.
Right.
But in this case, you just have to pay a fine.
Wait,
this
what do you
think?
So
weird.
So what happened to the teacher?
She had to pay $300 to who? The school?
I don't know.
For what? That's so weird.
Why is that weird?
Is that what we're honing in on?
That's what I'm honing in on.
Actually, that is a good point.
Like, who's she paying the $300 to?
I don't know, but why she showed
well, you know what
fucking
kind of, you know,
severed
I, you know,
head I got, to
I
a
got
bunch of eighth
answer.
Graders.
I've got the answer for you, because teachers sign contracts.
Oh.
So I bet that's in their contract, that if they do something unsavory, there's like some sort of a deduction on their salary.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it says that she was fined. So she just doesn't get the
$300? She's a contract worker, so they can take money out of her contract.
So you're saying so
like
I
an NFL player?
Me?
You're an independent contractor. You didn't sign a contract that has
gotcha. So, but what if
agreement.
You just suspend her without pay?
So Eddie has no recourse actually to be thought criming us all the time,
right? Or moving us along because we got shit to get to.
Well, the beautiful thing about independent contractors is that you can just get rid of them anytime. There's no legal recourse.
Yeah, it's fine.
It
kind of
puts
too.
You in a pickle, though, because then you'll have to find some talent.
Right.
Let's chop off Chris's head.
I'm pretty sure if Chris and I weren't here, IW would be under.
Probably. The whole thing would be a shamble.
We're like the flotation device saving them after a plane crash.
Yeah.
You guys keep me motivated to do it. I enjoy doing the show. I'll give you that much.
Back to the story, though, originally. You know. The world's a fucking scary place, man. When are the kids gonna learn? Can't live in a sheltered life forever. Eighth, what does it say? Eighth grade? Middle school? Yeah, I assume eighth grade. You know, we learned about, you know. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. The $300 fine, though, I do have a problem with. Either suspend her or fire her.
Well, anything else in the
news?
That's
interesting. You actually make a pretty good rebuttal, because we had a whole Holocaust unit in eighth grade.
Yeah, I mean, that shit's scary. Although we didn't get the visual, but I mean,
I remember some videos.
Yeah, I saw a lot of really freaky Holocaust
shit. Yeah, like
where
that's right. And like in books and that, like pictures even. Like,
you see like skeleton-looking people.
Yeah.
And you see like people. I saw a lot of gruesome shit.
I mean, this shit happens. Maybe not the severed head placed on the top of the victim's own chest.
That's pretty extreme.
That might be a little rough. And I get that was a little too far.
I've come across accidentally like pics on like Google Images, like
what kind of porn are you looking for?
I'll get into that after the segment, but yeah, it's not fun stumbling across those. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, one last story, I think probably, Chris. Why don't we get to that here in just a second? We're going to hit a quick song. We'll come back. We'll get to a final Chris's news story.
Got things to get to.
Got things to get to. Jason's
Time
favorite things. Jason has a list of favorite things.
We got to get to things.
And this is one of his favorite
things. Yeah, he should have a list of least favorite things. That's his shtick.
Yeah,
you should. That'd be good.
It's a long list.
You don't get a car.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show now at 1-888-99-IDOB. Call the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show now.
Okay. All right.
Shut the fuck up. I got to read the news.
Okay. So what else is in the news, Chris?
T-Mobile added several... Wait, let me start this one over. T-Mobile now lets you binge watch unlimited porn.
Oh, no.
Again?
Too many buttons.
T-Mobile added several new content providers to Binge On, the program where videos from certain streaming providers don't count against your data cap. They added YouTube, Google, Play Movies, and My Candy. an online X-rated app store
Should
and
I know
streaming
about this?
Service.
Is that why you don't have enough
Should I know
storage?
About My Candy?
So T-Mobile customers who also subscribe to My Candy Theater can get DVD-quality porn streamed over T-Mobile's network for free.
Wow. The Uncarrier. Making it happen again, huh?
Do you think that T-Mobile...
T-Mobile's really trying... What's the owner of T-Mobile again? Richard...
Branson?
Huh?
Dreyfus?
Branson, right?
Dreyfus?
No, I think Virgin's its own phone company.
Virgin and T-Mobile are not the same?
I don't think so.
But actually, the CEO of T-Mobile's an outspoken guy, and he does a lot of crazy things.
Well, I was going to...
Like, he curses on his Twitter feed.
Virgin, T-Mobile, they're the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Do you think the hot chick from the T-Mobile commercials will be in any of those videos?
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
That's great, though, to have a mobile carrier that understands our needs.
Yeah.
So is that why your storage is like maxed out on your phone?
You know you don't have to actually download the file, right?
Okay, thank you. Now you made Jason's joke make sense. You did him a great favor there, Chris, because what he just said made absolutely zero sense.
I guess you have to download it if it's like, pooping in front of kids videos.
Well.
Bring it a full circle.
Been a great
show.
Went
a bit far.
We'll see you next time.
Were we going to... I thought Chris was going to bring something up after...
Did you have something?
Porn sites you like to visit. We'll save that for next show.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Do it now?
Next show?
Or never?
Next show or never. How about that?
I thought that's what you were going to... That's why we did that one.
No, I just liked the story. I was going to tell you something off the air.
Off the air, gotcha. Never mind.
We should end the show with next show or never.
Will there be a show?
It's not bad.
Anyways, will there be a next show? We don't know. We'll see you next time, everybody. iTunes, you can find the podcast. Search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Thank you, Adobe Radio listeners. We love you.
There will be a next show. That sounded sort of sinister.
Ominous.
Yeah. Unless something terrible happens.
Yeah, let's
We'll
honest.
See you next week.
Isn't there like a meteor that's going to come really close to the Earth?
That may or may not happen. We established that last episode.
Oh, I should have listened.
Yeah. Well.
Or been here.
We'll see you next time, everybody. EJC Show on Twitter. Follow us, please. We'll follow you back. Maybe. I don't know. We'll try. But you can, if you follow us, you can get up to date with all of our new shows and everything that's happening. And we're also on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show. All right. Till next time, everybody.